Roberts, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. I know you're really busy. Many people are traveling or getting ready for a big Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join me today. Please visit RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com, where you will see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. No, this isn't a repeat. He is coming back to join us for the second day in a row. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, watchalliance.us, and 911nwo.com. Dr. Carlstrom, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna. Nice to be back talking with you.
Yes. Well, we had some questions that we didn't get covered yesterday, and I don't think that we can do... There's so much information about this subject that I think it takes 2 days in a row to talk about it. And, of course, I've covered it with other guests on the program. And everyone seems to just add more information. And I find that that was true with our talk yesterday, our visit yesterday. You added things that I hadn't heard or had forgotten. And so it's great to have you back again today.
Well, thank you, Deanna. And I would add that there is so much disinformation as well as information, and that's what makes it so very, very difficult for the average person on the street to try to comprehend these things. So that's why I'm happy to be talking about these things and try to add what I've learned. Before we get started, I'd like to just mention also I have one more website, and you've mentioned three of them. I also have a website, just ericcarlstrom.com, and this features about 14 CDs that I've made. I'm also a musician as a hobbyist, and I've made a movie, and those are on that website. So since I'm now retired from my university teaching job, I'm certainly not making a living as a musician, but I am trying, so I'd like to mention that as well.
Okay, and that's ericcarlstrom.com?
Yes.
Okay.
But moving right along about the disinformation, I thought a good place to start, if it's okay with you, I've got an article 2010 by Bart Gordon, a representative in the House. It's called Plan B for the Climate. And there's so many lies and misstatements and misconceptions in here. I thought I'd just start with this. He starts... We have just finished what was, in 10 states, the warmest summer on record. Okay, right away, our representative reveals he doesn't know the difference between weather and climate. Climate is average weather over long term. So he's talking about one summer. That's not climate. And then he says, the fact is that the climate is changing and changing quickly. Well, he's probably trained as a lawyer. He probably has very little knowledge of that. He says, there's a broad scientific consensus that humans are responsible. That's not true at all. And that we can best mitigate the damage by controlling concentrations of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide. That is not true.
All right. We do need to pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. and within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He was with us yesterday, and he has agreed to come back today and continue the topic of weather modification and other related issues. So pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Deanna, I was just reading from an article called Plan B for the Climate, Representative Bart Gordon on the policy implications of geoengineering. And I read three sentences and pointed out that there's three big mistakes or errors, falsehoods in those. There's certainly no broad scientific consensus that humans are responsible for the climate change. I speak as one of the people who has studied climate change all my career, and there is an implicit assumption here that carbon dioxide is the culprit, the driver of climate change. That is false. And then there is also the statement in here that we can mitigate the damage by controlling concentrations of greenhouse gases. That's false. So we got three bald-faced falsehoods in the first three sentences. And then he goes on, next paragraph, geoengineering can be broadly described as the deliberate large-scale modification of Earth's climate systems for the purposes of counteracting or mitigating anthropogenic climate change. That means human-caused climate change. Well, actually, this is the definition of geoengineering that was provided by the Royal Society of Britain in 2010. So the very definition has within it a lie, a bogus assumption that humans are causing climate change by burning fossil fuels. So we are now at the point where major scientific organizations, such as the Royal Society in Britain, the American Geophysical Union I can speak of knowledgeably in North America, and various others, have been co-opted by this political agenda. And so when you have scientists who whose living depends on finding particular kinds of conclusions, because that's where they get their grant money, then they become co-opted. So the money co-opts the scientist. And, of course, the whole story, the scenario, the way this is playing out is like, Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We'll say there's a big problem. Humans are causing catastrophic climate change. We will offer a solution. You have radically cut back your carbon emissions, that is to say, reduce your economies because now you can't burn fossil fuels. Or we'll give you another solution, which we call Plan B, which is geoengineering. Well, we've been, as we mentioned yesterday, our governments have been experimenting with geoengineering for, 60, 70 years. So there's just an awful lot of, BS. Associated with this whole issue.
Right. And certainly you were talking about being co-opted. And it is really, really too bad. I mean, it's for the rest of us that these people relinquish their ethics and really just are in it for the money. Why is that? I mean, do people just feel that after they have gone to school for all the length of time that they have, paid for this education and worked to earn a degree, that they then do not have to consider the rest of the factors that are involved in their in what they produce and what they teach their students?
Well, it is a profound question. It gets to the heart of our society and human nature even. I can say that there's a cadre of quote-unquote geoengineers out there. David Keith is one up at University of Calgary. Ken Caldera is one at Stanford. There's various of them. Many of them have grants coming in for some of these programs. Now, we know that our government now is more and more a corporatocracy, so it's a combination of corporate and government institutions. So the public-private partnerships we've discussed before. So these people then are profiteering. I believe Ken Caldera has a direct agreement with Bill Gates Foundation for the cloud whitening experiments. So if you're this particular individual and you're interested in making a living and your university says, okay, go out there and get grants, I suppose with a certain percentage of us, a certain amorality sets in and then becomes hardened by your track record. And I also think that we're narrowly focused in our specializations. We often don't see the big picture. And I'm reminded of what's the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, and he talks about how his father-in-law was an architect and he was able to design these huge cities in the desert in Saudi Arabia, and he didn't look at the big picture. He's just glad to get a chance to do his job and design, cities. He wasn't looking at the geopolitical situation by which the economic hitmen were controlling countries, et cetera, and stealing billions and even trillions of dollars from these third world countries.
Right. And I can understand that, where we seem to be in a compartmentalized situation wherein we just do, for instance, one individual might do one small thing and not actually realize that they're part of a big operation. And the other thing, too, I was thinking about last night with regards to weather warfare and the fact that the government or the media can say, oh, a natural disaster. Well, during warfare where the military actually goes in and bombs countries into smithereens, and then they go in and offer, then corporations go in and offer to rebuild at inflated prices, the same thing is happening here. There just aren't any bombs or planes. And they don't have to accept any responsibility or culpability for it. People are not going to say, oh, that country came in and bombed us. No, just blame it on Mother Nature. And But the result is the same. You have all these corporations that are now going into the over to the East Coast and offering to rebuild, and you know all of the companies that are involved, from carpet makers, producers to you name it. People are going to go in and they're going to make a fortune.
Yeah, and I think we have to understand something about the kind of the structure of the system. You do have people at the top who see the implications and who, in fact, are steering it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the middle-tier people, including the quote-unquote experts, you know, like the geoengineers themselves, who are caught up in a system larger than themselves. But if we look at somebody like Zbigniew Brzezinski, for instance, who is one of the architects of some of these, you know, geostrategic plans. He wrote a book in 1970, which is called Between Two Eras into
All
the
right.
Technotronic Age. And he says, this is Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the chief advisors to our president now, but also was involved in previous administrations. He says, by the year 2018, technology will make available to the leaders of the major nations a variety of techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. One nation may attack a competitor covertly by bacteriological means through weakening the population, though with a minimum of fatalities, before taking over its own armed force, taking over with its own armed forces. Alternatively, techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm, a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations. Well, so he's talking about, in the next paragraph, it says, future developments may well include automated or manned space warships, deep-sea installations, chemical and biological weapons, death rays, and still other forms of warfare. Even the weather may be tampered with. Okay, this is written in 1970. So these guys do have, the controllers, shall we say, do have a plan, and the geoengineers who are helping them implement it, I think, are generally speaking not aware of the big picture.
Right. And, but he certainly was, but how many people read that book? Most people are glued to the TV watching football games or whatever.
Yeah, and the last time I looked on Amazon.com, it was on sale for $900 used. So, but you
no
can get it cheaper.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's kind of a natural, in Amazon anyway, there's kind of a natural filtering system where the controversial books get very expensive and harder to find.
I noticed that also.
Yeah.
Wow, but $900.
Well, it could be down now, but that's the last time I looked. But I think Dr. Stanley Monteith might have it on sale in his collection, you know, for $25 or something more like
right.
it's worth. You know?
Yeah, I've got a copy of it.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, these are long-term plans, and these technologies that we're talking about, the Tesla-based technologies, go back, you know, as we were saying, go back to the early 20th century, and a lot of this work goes back to the 40s and 50s. It was 1950 when the Weather Modification Organization was formed. So the fact that we're ignorant about it is just based on the fact that our mainstream media does not give it the attention that it deserves.
Or any attention at all.
Or any attention at all, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Hmm. Okay. There is a website, Technocracy. I think that's the website, technocracy.org. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and his websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, and ericcarlstrom.com. One of the questions that we didn't answer yesterday or didn't get to yesterday, I asked the question if fracking was factored into any of this other stuff that's going on. It seems to me that it is very destructive, and I'm just wondering if it, you know, meshes in with the other things that are going on.
Well, this is a tough question. I can tell you a little bit about fracking. When my Water Watch Alliance website, I go into the environmental problems associated with gas drilling, especially when there's large aquifers in the same region, which is what we have here in southern Colorado. The fracking fluids I know are a blend of chemicals that are proprietary blend owned by Halliburton, and a woman named Theo Colborne, who is a chemist, has actually succeeded in figuring out what's in the fluids, and then she finds a lot of endocrine disruptors in there, and she says it's basically a cocktail that is, you'd find in chemical warfare. Well, obviously the point of the fracking fluids, they're injected into the ground under high pressure, and they're supposed to help fracture rocks that are above layers which are rich in natural gas, so the gas can come up. But in terms of the actual interaction of the fracking fluids with what we're talking about in geoengineering, which is directed energy, extremely low frequency waves, I don't know of a direct correlation. Now, I do know that HARP, for instance, one of the official reasons for its existence is that with these directed energy wavelengths, ELFs, et cetera, they can do a thing called earth-penetrating tomography, in which they can more or less kind of X-ray what's under the ground and tell you what the different layers are, whether there's gas and oil, et cetera. Now, if the earth-penetrating tomography somehow interacts with the fracking fluids, that would be very interesting to know, but I don't have that knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I imagine there's plenty of geophysicists and industry people who would be able to answer that better than I.
Right. Okay. It was just something that I thought about.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to just kind of keep going a little bit with what I started with, if that's okay, Deanna.
Sure. Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I've on my website, naturalclimatechange.us, I've got an 80-page article that's at the top left there. It's called An Open Letter to Policymakers, Students, and Professionals, Disproofs of the Hypothesis of Man-Caused Global Warming, and Proofs that Man-Caused Global Warming is a Fraud. Well, there's lots and lots of evidence. We see the corruption of federal agencies like NASA. We see it in Australia, New Zealand. We see it in the climate research unit in East Anglia, England. We see how these federally funded, quote-unquote, scientific organizations have lied, fudged data, all for political benefit. Of course, these people individually are well paid. But again, people like Phil Jones of the CRU Climate Research Unit in England, you know, making $1 million a year, he's now retired because of ClimateGate. And the scandal that, you know, came about as a result of exposing all those emails in 2009. But I've now traced this thing back. And I think that the man-caused global warming fraud is a deliberate fraud, probably relating to the Club of Rome, and certainly implemented by the United Nations. And the Club of Rome, of course, is very connected to a number of international think tanks. But I think we can go even further back and we can look at the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in England. And the Club of Rome is a spawn from them, as is the Stanford Research Institute and many, many others, as is, for instance, the Institute for Public Policy Research. Let me give you a comment from the Institute for Public Policy Research. It says, this is from Professor Carter's book, Climate, the Counterconsensus. He's an Australian, excellent paleoclimatologist. And he quotes this Institute for Public Policy Research statement, quoting, "The task of climate change agencies," see, it's a huge industry, "is not to persuade by rational argument. Instead, we need to work in a more shrewd and contemporary way, using subtle techniques of engagement. The, quote, facts need to be treated as being so taken for granted that they need not be spoken. Ultimately, positive climate behaviors need to be approached in the same way as marketeers approach acts of buying and consuming. It amounts to treating climate-friendly activity," that means cutting back your fossil fuels and reducing your carbon footprint, etc., "as a brand that can be sold. This is, we believe, the route to mass behavior change." Okay, we're dealing with people who are very, very well versed in psychology, and they're trying to change society, and they're using the climate issue as a way to do it, because right, they're trying to get people to give up their fossil fuel energy, and by giving up their fossil fuel energy, they give up their wealth, bottom
sure.
line.
Sure. All righty, we do have a break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us and waterwatchalliance.us and 911nwo.com and ericcarlstrom.com. And you were talking about fossil fuel, which is that really an accurate term?
Well, I think this is what we call it. There is a little bit of controversy about it, but if you go take a geology class anywhere in the world, they will tell you that, yes, it's an accurate term, is that what you're dealing with is ancient sunlight stored in the form of plant and animal mass that has metamorphosed over time, and you're dealing with the concentrated carbon. I know that there are alternative viewpoints, and that they may be correct, but I haven't really studied that, but the bottom line is, Deanna, we get 85% of our energy from the burning of fossil fuels, coal, fire, coal, natural gas, and oil. And if we were to reduce our consumption of fossil fuels by, like, removing them altogether, like Kyoto Protocol Phase 2 calls for by 2050, we would... Well, there's a one-to-one correspondence between use of energy and wealth. So if we reduce our energy consumption by 85%, we would reduce our wealth by 85% as well. So we would go back to, agricultural age or even pre-agricultural in some cases. the industrial age would be gone unless there is an alternative energy right around the corner that we're not seeing. Wind and solar will not do it because they're the perpetual 10 or 20% solution. The wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun doesn't shine all the time. So unless there is some other form of energy out there that the controllers know about, which I suspect there may be in terms of free energy, then we're looking at the pouring of all the industrial economies, the radical pouring of the industrial economies.
Right. Now, the controllers, as you call them, have always controlled energy from the late 1800s or, well, probably before. They have controlled electricity in order to charge the rest of us for using something that should be free and available to everyone.
Yes. And I think this particular story is key. You know, as you say, Rockefeller's moved in, and by 1870, John D. Rockefeller had controlled something like 90% of the new oil business, not only the production but also the distribution in this country, and then quickly moved to a few decades later to seize the Baku fields in Russia, et cetera. And then there was a kind of a war between the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers for control of oil, and then they realized competition is not a good idea, so then they helped each other. But the other subtext of the story, and it has, of course, been the fossil fuel era ever since, the other subtext of the story is this fellow from Serbia, Nikola Tesla, the brilliant inventor who came and worked originally for Thomas Edison and then actually for J.P. Morgan, who is a banker affiliate of the Rothschild banking networks in this country. And Morgan funded some of his research until he got to the point where he realized that what Tesla had in mind with his, Wardenclyffe facility in Manhattan was to beam wireless energy to the entire world. And Tesla had the technology, he had the knowledge, and he had the altruism saying, you know, the energy should not be a problem. You know, we live in a sea of energy, and we can direct it wirelessly. He knew that back in the, you know, over 100 years ago. And then Morgan famously said, if anybody can tap into it, where can I put the meter, you know, and make money?
Right.
So at that point, mysteriously enough, Tesla's labs burned down once or twice, and his Wardenclyffe facility was never finished because Morgan pulled the funding. So the controllers controlled Tesla with money up until the point where they realized that he was a threat to their interests, and then they made sure he didn't continue to get funding.
Right. And, of course, those same people, the Rockefellers and all the rest, took control of all the electrical companies throughout the country.
Right.
And it's very interesting to find out who owned what in terms of, you know, governors of various states. I mean, it was just amazing that these corporations, whether even a church corporation, wasn't a corporation then, but it later became a corporation, owned the electricity for the western part of the country even before it was settled.
Yeah, so you've had two models really for the generation of electricity, and that is investor-owned utilities, IOUs, which, you know, typically controlled by the corporatocracy even, you know, 100 years ago, or close to it. And then you have the publicly owned utilities. And if you recall, Dennis Kucinich got his career going back in Ohio, I think, championing the public utilities. But the amount of electricity generated by publicly owned utilities is still pretty small compared to that generated by the investor-owned utilities, quote-unquote, the corporate-owned utilities.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a whole story there, yeah.
But even the publicly owned utilities, I note that some of those are controlled. They should be controlled by the people's voice, but they're really controlled by whoever sits on the board. And when you think about these smart meters that they are trying to install on everybody's home in the country, you think, well, gosh, I didn't sign up for that. And And yet it seems to be going forward.
Yeah, so energy is key. Energy is absolutely key to all of this. And I think that if we, again, look at the whole, you know, the climate change issue as it has been presented to us by the controllers, we see that this, you know, we see statements coming out of the Club of Rome in the late 60s, et cetera. You know, people, you need to be united against a common enemy. And we decided that, you know, to supplant war as the main organizing principle for the economy, maybe we can start to use environmental issues, pollution, et cetera, the threat of global warming. I mean, these statements go back to the late 60s in the Club of Rome. And,
so who runs the Club of Rome?
Well, it's got nothing to do with the Catholic Church. I think it is an affiliate of the many, 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 societies that are allied with the world power structure, including the Tavistock Institute. Apparently, it's a spawn of the Tavistock Institute. It's run by billionaires, for sure. Remember, they came out with a book called The Limits to Growth in 1972, in which you had a couple MIT scientists like Donella Meadows, who used computer models to say, oh, gosh, we're running out of all these essential materials. And, it was all pretty, stark and depressing, saying, we can't keep growing. We're gonna run into some environmental limits real soon. And it predicted the year we'd run out of all these different materials. Well, they were wrong in every case, we know now. But at the time, you know, it made for great, college reading back at the, elite schools, like, I had a friend from Dartmouth, and he met him in the mid-70s, and he was completely convinced that, we're going to run out of everything, so therefore he was never going to have a family, you see. I mean, all this goes in with the Malthusian notion
right,
of reducing the population.
But doesn't it also, scarcity, that means you can raise the price if something is scarce, whether it's, energy or whatever, then they can raise the price. So
absolutely,
they create this myth that we're going to run out of food, we're going to run out of energy, we're going to do this. So we're going to have to kill most of the people on the planet in order so that we don't run out of things.
Yeah, right. Anything that works, you know. But going back to the Tavistock Institute, I've got a book here by Dr. John Coleman, who's a former MI6 and also a PhD in political science, called the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping the Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America. He makes a statement in here. Now, maybe I'll just recall for the benefit of the audience, the Tavistock Institute came out, was formed in London right after World War I out of the psychological warfare division of the British Army. And the first thing they were charged to do was study shell-shocked soldiers. We call it post-traumatic stress syndrome now. Not with the idea of trying to cure them, but trying to figure out how to shatter other people's minds using the latest tools of psychology. And they hired Sigmund Freud, world's leading psychoanalyst at that time. And one of their early other experts was a guy named Edward Bernays, who was nephew of Sigmund Freud, and who wrote a book in 1928 called Propaganda. So the social engineering of the world, the main brainwashing institute of the world, according to Coleman, is the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, and they had many, many spin-off organizations in the United States. For instance, when Kurt Lewin, who was one of their top psychiatrists or psychologists, came to the United States in, 32 or something like that, he brought many of these ideas. But all of this is prefaced to this paragraph. World War II provided the emerging Tavistock social sciences scientists with enormous scope for experimentation. Kurt Lewin's leadership put together the key force that would deploy after World War II to utilize those techniques developed in warfare against the population of the United States. In fact, in 1946, Tavistock declared war on the civilian population of the United States and has remained in a state of war ever since. And then it says, All Tavistock and American Foundation techniques have a single goal, to break down the psychological strength of the individual and render him helpless to oppose the dictators of the New World Order. So there you have it. The social engineers, the center for that is Tavistock. And if someone is going to be a CEO of a large corporation in the United States, chances are they first have to go take courses over in Tavistock itself before they are approved by the CIA or whatever other approving agency is handy. CIA, by the way, got its marching orders from Tavistock. So we're looking at the World Brain Control Center here. And I think we're looking at the whole climate issue and geoengineering as being, shall we say, packaged and presented by these social engineers, by these psychiatrists, if you will. So I don't know who else has come up with this conclusion. This is my conclusion, and I have done a lot of reading on it. So I've got a big article about the Tavistock Institute, which I have yet to post on my website. But to me, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. I mean, there's a lot of groups, and we seem to... It's so easy to blame a group like the ruling elite or the international bankers or the Tavistock Institute or there's just a lot of groups, but I'm always wondering, okay, who's running that group? Seriously, who sits on the board of the group that we might be talking about, like Tavistock, or who sits on the board of the Club of Rome? Are these same people? Do they sit on the boards of all these organizations? Do they also people some of the think tanks in Washington? Do they also staff the State Department? I think when you look at that, you find that there's a lot of the same people.
Yes, and here's just a little bit more on the Tavistock. The quote-unquote tax-exempt Tavistock Institute currently operates a staggering $6 billion per year network of foundations within the United States, all of it funded by taxpayer money. 10 major institutions are under Tavistock's direct control, with 400 subsidiaries and 3,000 study groups and a variety of private think tanks which conceive many of the psychological programs to exert even more control of the New World Order over the American populace. The Stanford Research Institute, SRI, which adjoins the Hoover Institution, is a $150 million a year program with 3,300 employees. It conducts program surveillance for Bechdel, Kaiser, and 400 other companies, and extensive intelligence operations for the CIA. SRI is the largest institution on the West Coast, promoting mind control and the behavioral sciences. One of the key agencies as a conduit for several instructions from Tavistock is, quote, the Ditchley Foundation, founded in 1957. The American branch of the Ditchley Foundation is run by Cyrus Vance, former Secretary of State and director of the Rockefeller Foundation, and Winston Lord, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, yeah, the same individuals show up at on the boards of so many of these different organizations.
Right. And you find them then going into political office. For instance, like Cheney, he was a big wig over at the RAND Corporation. And the RAND Corporation is really into teaching groupthink and teaching people what to think.
RAND comes out of Tavistock. RAND is one of the many, many, many American spinoffs of Tavistock. So what I'm trying to do is trace it back. And, of course, Tavistock is in London, very close to the City of London, which, of course, is the one square mile of central, privately owned central banks that, you know, exerts a tremendous amount of control on what happens in the world. And
which are controlled by the Jewish interests.
Pardon me?
That are controlled by the Jewish interests.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what you do is you just, you know, you trace it back through all these Gentile fronts, and then you find ultimately who the controllers are. And as you've done in your book, The Ruling Elite, the Zionist, what is it called? Zionist seizure of world power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, for me, it's a gigantic detective story, and I think I'm mostly there, and I think you are too. Now, I imagine there are some more surprises, and I'm sure there's a lot I don't know. But I think I've got the basic picture.
Right. And they also, if you look at some of the, like the Nature Conservancy, and some of the environmental groups, and I think Club of Rome would fall into that category, because they do deal with a lot of the environmental kinds of things, then you find that they're there too.
Oh,
and,
yeah, the yeah.
Oops, we got to go to a break. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, and I know you have the other one. I was just looking at the clubofrome.org website, and one of the individuals that is mentioned on this website is a Professor Alexander Lakotal. He's president of Green Cross International, and I remember doing an article about that sometime back, and it reminded me of that Mikhail Gorbachev was the president of Green Cross International, and that these former enemies, I mean, Gorbachev is now, he came over to the United States, and he and Maurice Strong created the New Earth Charter Initiative, Strong is completely dedicated to the implementation of a one-world government, and he wrote the introduction to the book Beyond Interdependence, the Meshing of the World's Economy and the Earth's Ecology by Jim McNeil in 1991, and the Trilateral Commission published that book, and David Rockefeller wrote the foreword to that book, and in the introduction, Strong said, "This interlocking is a new reality of the century with profound implications for the shape of our institutions of governance, national and international. By the year 2012, these changes must be fully integrated into our economic and political life."
Yeah, I'm aware of that statement. In fact, there's a guy named George Hunt. George W. Hunt, I think, who is a Colorado businessman, who was at a conference in 1987 in Colorado with Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller and Edmund de Rothschild and all kinds of major, major power players. And they were talking about this merger of the environmental and the economic systems of the world. And Maurice Strong made the comment publicly that Edmund de Rothschild is the synthesis of the economic and the environmental systems of the world, which Hunt takes to mean that he controls both systems. The synthesis of these two apparently opposing systems then is supposed to be the New World Order. So, in fact, they have used the environmental movement and continue to use it as a kind of a counterpoint to the corporate business agenda, and nobody is more interesting to look at in that regard than Maurice Strong, because here's a guy who has served as CEO of many, many oil and gas and water corporations and is a billionaire, and on the other hand, he would wear his environmental hat, and he organized the Rio Earth Summit of 1992, etc., and served on all of these and founded all of these committees. Like you say, he wrote the Earth Charter with Mikhail Gorbachev. Maurice Strong has supposedly said, "I am a capitalist in methodology and a communist in ideology." And I take that to mean he's a capitalist fascist for the 1%, and he believes in communist slavery for the 99%.
All right, we do have our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID.